Broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Very good evening to everybody. Okay, again. Very good afternoon. Okay. Sorry, I said evening. So it's afternoon here in Finland, and we welcome all of you with us. Now we are going to have a short meditation. Hopefully you have been able to be with us. We have been discussing today about Mahachauhan, and that has been very interesting discussion, since we will continue. Also, we are going to have some changes in the program, the way that we've discovered yesterday that it's very important for us to talk more in details and in more depth about the cycles. So we are going to make now in the webinars, which are meant to be this kind of international webinars, that we will take that subject. So you will hear very soon more about that. And then today we are, after this meditation, we have a short break, and then you have again a new link, and we will have the discussion about building the new civilization, starting 3:30 p.m. GMT. Yeah, and you are most welcome to participate in that too. So now we have a meditation. We are concentrating upon the loving cooperation in the group work. And those who may not have been with us now, when we begin on the 21st, we had the opening, like the official opening for the festival week. So we had a meditation and a global 1 minute silence. And prior to that, we were playing bells. So now we have been carrying forth this way of working. So the group is sounding bells here in the our temple. So we start with that, and then we go into the meditation. Then we end into the mantra of unification. And then the last thing is going to be again ringing the bells. And we hope that this sound is carrying okay for you. So let us...
We center ourselves and let your mind travel far, far, it's north, east, or whatever direction it is to you, the Tibetan Plateau and the Vesak Valley. And then we have Mount Kailash, which is called the Mountain of Bells, or the Bell Mountain. The story goes that the energies which are coming into the planet are actually hitting the world axis, which is said to be the mountain mirror, the Mount Kailash. And that makes this mountain ring, and via the rocks throughout the basic rock of Earth, this sound is traveling everywhere. And in that sense, we align ourselves to that sounding mountain, bell mountain, Mount Kailash, and we bring our bells. Silence.
I set up that night. You have to talk much louder. Now you're back on this.
And we quickly align with this festival week and the energies which are pouring down via the constellation of Capricorn. And whatever we do, we have this aspect in our minds that we try to strengthen the new group of our servers everywhere. If you have your own triangles, please align with your triangles. And thus we strengthen also the network of triangles, golden triangles network upon earth. So let us now listen something what DK has been writing. The disciple has also to work scientifically, if it may be so expressed, at the building of the physical body. He must so strive that he will produce in each incarnation a body which will serve better as a vehicle for force. Hence, there is nothing impractical in giving information anent initiation, as some may think. There is no moment all the day that goal may not be envisioned and the work of preparation carried on. One of the greatest instruments for practical development lying in the hands of small and great is the instrument of speech. He who guards his words and who only speaks with altruistic purpose in order to carry the energy of love through the medium of the tongue is one who is mastering rapidly the initial steps to be taken in preparation for initiation. Speech is the most occult manifestation in existence. It is the means of creation and the vehicle of four force. In the reservation of words, esoterically understood, lies the conservation of force. In the utilization of words, justly chosen and spoken, lies the distribution of the love force of the solar system. That force which preserves, strengthens, and stimulates. Only he who knows somewhat of these two aspects of speech can be trusted to stand before the initiator and to carry out from the presence certain sounds and secrets imparted to him under the pledge of silence. The disciple must learn to be silent in the face of that which is evil. He must learn to be silent before the suffering of the world, wasting no time in idle plaints and sorrowful demonstration, but lifting up the burden of the world, working and wasting no energy in talk. Yet we thought he should speak where the encouragement is needed. using the tongue for constructive ends, expressing the love force of the world as it may flow through him, where it will serve best to ease a load or lift a burden, remembering that as the race progresses, the love element between the sexes and its expression will be translated to a higher plane. Then, through the spoken word and not through the physical pen expression as now, will come the realization of the true love which unites those who are one in service and in aspiration. Then love between the units of the human family will take the form of the utilization of speech for the purpose of creating on all planes, and the energy which now in the maturity finds expression through the lower or generating centers would be translated to the throat center. This is as yet but a distant ideal. But even now some can vision that ideal and seek through united service, loving cooperation and oneness in aspiration, thought and endeavor to give shape and form to it, even though inadequately. We will take now in our consideration the speech and loving cooperation. How do you see yourself? How they walk together? The speech and loving cooperation. Let us ponder on that. Let us now all choose somewhere. Is that in our group that we are most affiliated with? Or you can choose whomever. Where you see friction. How the situation would be seen if you add the loving cooperation, what would that mean? Very near this loving cooperation is the loving understanding. DK talks about that constantly. What about to bring into that conflicting situation loving understanding? What it then mean to you? TK talks about the nuclear power servers, which is ruled by Taurus, that it is a subjective global group of souls from varied professions and human activity. And it is defined as all those sensitive and consecrated servers of the race whose objective is world peace, who aim at the establishing of goodwill on earth as the basis for future living and world expansion. All those goodwill who are working actively for real understanding. So let us stop here. Real understanding. What does it mean to us? Real understanding. Who see no separating bar of any kind. Who are willing to sacrifice themselves for the helping of humanity. Who feel alike to all races, nationalities, and religions. This group, because it is related to these two vision signs, Taurus and Sagittarius, that is one of the responsibilities of the group, to envision the new world. As DK said, the world expansion. Goodwill on earth as the basis for future living. So let us use the quality of loving understanding, loving cooperation, and envision a new world, carrying that note of loving cooperation between all the nations. Between all the groups. Let it travel, this vision, creative vision, along the beam of light. Now we are living the time or the moment in Capricorn energies that behind this first decanite, we find an arrow, Sagitta or Sagitta. This arrow flies through the space and time. It is the arrow of sacrifice. It is aiming the heart what we see in some of the iconography and illustrations in, you can say, in the Christian churches. We see the Christ heart and the arrow in it. So it is aiming to open the heart. And our goal, sending forth this creative, loving cooperation, loving understanding. It creates the magnetic field when it travels. DK talks about that it is always depending on the sender's will and ability or strength. What is our strength in the group? Can we hold so strongly this inner demand whenever we magically send forth something? It is at the same time an inner demand to happen. Can we hold so strongly that it will call upon the energy of loving cooperation? That is our responsibility, to guard it, to nurture it, that it will find its magnetic field and force, power to be manifested. All the purpose of manifestation is being able to bring something from within, from the mental plane, on physical plane. That is what disciples has to do. That it is not only some kind of dream and hope, but it is actually a work of a white magician, magnetic work of white magician. So to the end, we again listen what DK says. What should be the attitude? Utter dispassion, utter self-forgetfulness, and utter occupation with the next step to be taken. The perfect service is he who does to utmost of his ability what he believes to be the master's will, and the work to be done by him in cooperation with God's plan. Then, having done his part, he passes on to a continuance of the work and cares not for the result of his action. He knows that wiser eyes than he see, that he see the end from the beginning, that insight, deeper and more loving than his, is weighing upon the fruit of his service, and that judgment, more profound than his, is testing the force and extent of the vibration set up, and is adjusting that force according to the motive. He does not suffer from pride over what he has done, nor from undue depression over lack of accomplishment. At all times he does his very best and wastes no time in backward contemplation, but steadily progresses forward to the accomplishment of the next duty. And think about the mountain goats, how they are jumping further and higher. Brooding over past deeds and casting the mind back over old achievements is in the nature of involution, and the servant seeks to work with the law of evolution. This is an important thing to note. The wise server after action, pays no attention to what his fellow servants say, provided his superiors, either incarnating men and women, or the great ones themselves, prove content or silent. He cares not if the result is not that which he anticipated, provided that he faithfully did the highest thing he knew. He cares not if reproach and reproof assail him, provided his inner self remaining calm and non-accusing. He cares not if he loses friends, relatives, children, the popularity once enjoyed, and the appropriation of his environing associates, provided his inner sense of contact with those who guide and lead remain unbroken. He cares not if he seems to work in the dark and is conscious of little results from his labors, provided the inner light increases and his conscience has naught to say. And we keep our mind in loving cooperation, reminded us by the words of DK again, taking us in the correct place, and we are full of enthusiasm again, in service, joy in service, and that we can rehearse more and more loving cooperation. And let us now have the mantra of unification. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve and not exact your service. Let born bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life and all events, and bring to light the love that underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate, and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love.
Thank you.